Today, we'd like to see the title of the departure of God's glory in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 10, verses 1 to 22. To align with the people on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 2, then he spoke to the man clothed with the linen and said, go in among the wheels under the cherub, fill your hands with coals of fire from among the cherubim and scatter them over the city. What does to scatter the coals of fire mean? Question 2. In verses 3 and 19, now the cherubim were standing on the south side of the temple when the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. Verse 19, and the cherubim lifted their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels were beside them, and they stood all at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of God of Israel was above them. Where did the glory of the Lord come from, and where will it go, and why does it depart from the temple, and what should we learn here? Question 3, in verses 14, 15, and 20. Each one had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, the second face the face of a man, the third, the face of a lion, and the fourth, the face of an eagle. Verse 15, and the cherubim were lifted up. This was the living creature I saw by the river Kibar. And verse 20, this is the living creature I saw under the God of Israel by the river Kibar. And I knew they were cherubim. What is a different face seen by Ezekiel now compared to the living creatures which he saw, the river Kibar and John Apostle saw in heaven? And what figures are the four faces? First of all, we are seeing the backgrounds. Ezekiel, 30 years old, after the first captivity, including Daniel and his friends in 606 before Christ, began a prophecy as one of the captives in the second captivity by Babylon in 597 before Christ, when the 18th Judah king Jehoiachin's captivity occurred in Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Kibar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, which was in the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kibar. And the hand of the Lord was upon him there. Then in the third captivity in 586 before Christ, Judah will be completely conquered by Babylon. In the last chapters 8 and 9, the people of Judah worshiped the idols, which are God's abominations, in light of Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 10. So I, or Ezekiel, went in and saw, and there every sort of creeping thing, abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed all around on the walls. Verse 14. So God brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house, and to my dismay, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. Verse 16, so God brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and there at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs towards the temple of the Lord and their faces towards the east, and they were worshiping the sun towards the east. Verse 17, and God said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Is it a trivial thing to the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence. Then they have returned to provoke me to anger. Indeed, they put the branch to their nose. And Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4, and the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within it. Here, even Judah people, at that time, northern kingdom, Israel, was already conquered by Assyria. But the southern nation of Judah was only alive. But the Judah people worshiped the idols. Even Levites, who workers in the temple of God, worshiped idols as well. So then, verse 1, and I looked, and there in the firmament or air or heaven that was above the head of the cherubim. Cherubim is a type of angel. Cherub, the Hebrew word, a singular angel called cherub, but plural we call cherubim. So Hebrew words, number two plural, number three, or more plural, are different. So cherubim is three or more cherubs indicates. There appeared something like a sapphire stone, so like a precious stone, lightning, having the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Throne here, the seat of God. So therefore, the seat of the Lord above the cherubim. Verse 2, then he, or God, spoke to the man clothed with linen. Here the man is another cherub. In verse 4, from the cherub. So another cherub clothed with linen and said, go in among or between the wheels under the cherub. Fill your hands with coals of fire. Coals of fire also described as a live coal from among the cherubim and scattered them over the city. And he went in as I watched it. So scattered them, what does it mean? Scattered coals of fire over the city of Jerusalem, which meaning burn out the abominations or burn out the sins, purged away sins. For example, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 6 to 7. Then one of the seraphim, seraph, another type of angel, seraphim, which meaning seraph, three or more, seraphim, flew to me, to Isaiah the prophet, having in his hand a live coal. Live coal, in other words, a coal of a fire, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. So fire means symbol, figure, to take away, to purge away your sin. Another example, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John the Baptist. I, John the Baptist, indeed baptized you with water, unto repentance, but he, or Jesus, who is coming after me, is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He, or Jesus, will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. Fire is meaning burning out, taking away your sin. Then, verse 3, now the cherubim were standing. So cherubs were standing on the south side of the temple. So now is the temple, the cherubim in south side. When the man went in, when the mighty cherub man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. The cloud is a symbol of God's glory, or a symbol of God's presence. So here, God's glory right now is southbound, so over the temple. So originally coming from north in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 3 and 4, God stretched out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court. So the glory of God came from north gate into now south side of the temple, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provoked to jealousy. Our God is jealousy God. So therefore, if you love something or someone more than God or equal to God, our God would be jealous against those idols. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the plain. So also this is the glory of God will move into eastbound than east gate. Then indicated Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 23. And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city of Jerusalem and stood on the mountain, which is on the east side of the city. So mountain, probably Olive Mount. Why does the glory of God leave from the temple? Because God is holy, and God cannot stay in the defiled temple of God because of their abominations. In New Testament time, every Christian's body is the temple of God, because the Spirit of God dwells in every Christian's body. At iniquity or sins, confess sin immediately until the Lord opens the door to us to be forgiven. Otherwise, the Lord would shut the door and give you up. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 said, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Still, God's grace is open. So whenever you commit sin, immediately confess your sin. So God will immediately forgive you. So, but if the grace period is closed, which meaning the day when Jesus Christ is coming again in heaven, that time the earth's great tribulation occurred. The door is shut up. That time, Romans chapter 1, verse 23 up to 25. And change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things like the Judas people now. Verse 24. Therefore, God also gave them up, abandoned them to uncleanness in the lust of their heart, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creatures rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Also, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 to 6, for it is impossible For those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, apostate, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. Therefore, it is impossible for them to confess. So as long as the door to be forgiven is open, whenever you commit sin or iniquity, so we should immediately confess our sin or repent it. Then our Lord will forgive us. First of all, then the glory of the Lord went out from the chariot and posed over the threshold of the temple. Threshold of the door of the temple. So the temple of God was bound to the east, according to God's commandment to Moses. And the house was filled with the cloud. Cloud indicates a symbol of God's presence or God's glory. And the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. So inner court is full of God's glory. Verse 5. And the sound of the wings of the cherubim was heard even in the outer court, like the voice of Almighty God when he speaks. So is the sound of the wings is very loud, like the voice of Almighty God. Or in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, like the voice of an archangel, like a loud voice. Verse 6, then it happened when God commanded the man or the mighty cherub clothed in linen, saying, take a fire from between the wheels. Take a fire, which meaning take a fire for just judgment or righteous judgment, because our God is just or righteous. Please note God's commandment, God's glory, or God's cloud, followed by angels, here followed by cherubim, then followed by wheels. So the leader is God himself. That God, then is God's glory, then is followed by cherubim, then followed by wheels. So likewise, Christian life should be ruled, led by the Holy Spirit in the whole counsel of God or in God's word. Verse 7, from among cherubim, so that he went in and stood beside the wheels. Verse 7, and the cherub stretched out his hand from among the cherubim to the fire that was among the cherubim, and took some of it, some of the fire, and put it into the hands of the man clothed with the linen, who took it and went out. So the mighty man, the mighty cherub, took some of the fire and went out among cherubim. The cherubim appeared to have the form of a man's hand under their wings. Ezekiel describes his vision, which is hard to explain, because a vision is not tangible object. When I looked, there were four wheels by the cherubim, one wheel by one cherub, and another wheel by each other cherub. The wheels appeared to have the color of a beryl stone, another precious stone, lightning stone. So four wheels are followed by the cherubim. Verse 10, as four, their appearance, all four looked alike, as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Verse 11, when they went, or cherubim went toward any of their four directions or four sides, they did not turn aside when they went, the cherubim went, but followed in the direction the head was facing. So they did not turn aside when they went, when the cherubim went. So right here, Christian life should follow the spirit of God's direction, because not turn aside, but follow its head, or follow every head over every cherub. Verse 13, as for the wheels, they were called in my hearing, wheel, whirling wheel. Verse 14, each one had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub. Cherub is a servant for God, so spiritual creature serving for God. So here, cherub, a figure over a servant. So first seen, Ezekiel first saw by the Kiva River, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10, as for the likeness of their faces, each had the faces of a man, each of the four had the face of a lion on the right side, each of the four had the face of an ox on the left side, and each of the four had the face of an eagle. So here, instead of ox, Ezekiel described cherub, the face of a cherub. But the other three faces are same. The second face, the face of a man, the third face of a lion, and the fourth, the face of an eagle. Also, John Apostle, he saw in heaven where the raptured Christians stayed with the Lord Jesus Christ, who sit on the throne. So in Revelation chapter 4, verse 7, John the Apostle described, the first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf. Calf is a child of an ox, so calf. A calf, the third living creature had a face like a man. The first living creatures was like a flying eagle. So here is the four animals, four creatures are figure over Jesus Christ's nature. So here, lion, a symbol of a king, which is the main theme of Gospel Matthew. The second living creature, calf, or ox, or here is a cherub, the servant, symbol of a servant, which is the main theme of Gospel Mark. The other living creature had a face like a man. Man, which is a symbol of a human. So Jesus as Son of Man, which is the main theme of Gospel Luke. The fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. Eagle is a symbol of God, which is the main theme of Gospel John. So basically, this is a manifest Jesus' nature. Verse 15, and the cherubim were lifted up. This was the living creature I saw by the river Kiva, as we already read Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10, on the way of Ezekiel's second captivity. When the cherubim went, the wheels went beside them. So always cherubim first, then wheels follow them. When the cherubim lifted their wings to mount up from the earth, the same wheels also did not turn from beside them, which meaning wheels always follow cherubim, not turn aside, turn away. That's a Christian life. We should always follow God's direction, God's way. Verse 17, when the cherubim stood still, the wheels stood still. Again, cherubim always initiate, wheels follow. We are followers of Jesus. We are not leaders of Jesus Christ. And when one was lifted up and the other lifted itself up. Because above the cherubim, the spirit of the living creature was in them in cherubim. So the spirit of God is controlled cherubim. Cherubim controls worlds. So the cherubim, the start of a living creature is the spirit of God. So God is followed by a cherub, followed by a will. Verse 18, the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple, or the threshold of the door, entrance door of the temple of God, and stood over the cherubim, and the cherubim lifted their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went up, the wheels were beside the cherubim, and they stood. The cherubim stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, or our Lord's temple, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them. God's glory is above a cherubim over wheels at the east gate of the temple, leading to the east mount of the Jerusalem city, because the temple of God was defiled by the spiritual leaders and people. Verse 20, this is the living creature I saw under the God of Israel by the river Kivar. So again, we already read Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10. And I knew they were cherubim. Each one or everyone had four faces, and everyone four wings. And the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings. Verse 22. And the likeness of their faces was the same as the faces which I had seen by the river Kivar. Again, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10. Their appearance and their persons, they each went straight forward, the straightly following, not turning aside. So we already covered all three questions in study. Let's just sing song all together, bulletin, page 2, number 3, blue book page 2, number 3.